Hello, my name is Antti Lähtevänoja. Today I'm presenting our paper Learning Outcomes and Learning Motivation in HMDVR, a literature review. While educational technology has developed to the point that extended reality XR, including immersive virtual reality VR, can be used in education, the overall learning outcomes of these technologies are still unknown. Our literature review aims to take a comprehensive look at the field of immersive VR and explores the points at which the learning outcomes of head-mounted display (HMD) VR stand out and how these outcomes compare to those of other technologies and methods. Learning outcomes can be either direct learning outcomes, for example test results, or indirect learning outcomes, which affect learning, such as learning motivation and engagement. Previous literature reviews conducted on the topic has had a quite strict inclusion criteria regarding the educational levels examined, for example, only high school. This review aims to present a more comprehensive overview of the field as a whole and explore the points at which the learning outcomes of HMDVR stands out and how these learning outcomes compare to those of other technologies and teaching methods. Our primary research question is, what research evidence is available regarding the relationship between HMD-based virtual reality learning environments and their learning outcomes? And sub-research questions, what kinds of learning outcomes do HMD-based virtual reality learning environments offer in terms of different learning goals? And what kinds of outcomes do HMD-based virtual reality learning environments offer in terms of learning motivation and engagement? So, in order to answer these research questions, a systematic literature review was conducted. The main keyword search was focused on one database, Scopus, to ensure that the search procedure was rigorous, replicable, and transparent due to the differences in the search functions and algorithms. The search was conducted in October 2021 and resulted in 1,086 hits. After the eligibility screening, 37 articles were selected for further analysis. All articles were coded according to the following information: bibliometric information, research context and participants, methods, research setting, and results regarding learning outcomes. From the general trend of the results, we can conclude that there were no notable differences between the technologies, HMDVR, desktop VR, CAVE. Only 23% of the studies comparing VR to another technology or method or control condition had better learning outcomes than the comparison group. This suggests that the exclusive use of HMDVR does not generally yield better outcomes. However, the results regarding learning motivation and engagement suggest that HMDVR brings more engagement and motivation to the learning process, likely influencing learning outcomes in the long run. Regarding the learning goals, there were no clear differences in the number of studies regarding a significant difference between the groups or time points. In other words, no specific learning goal was found to be more suitable for HMDVR than another method. The main finding of this research is that while HMD-based virtual reality learning environments may not be superior to other technologies, such as desktop VR, regarding direct learning outcomes, a clear indication towards improved indirect learning outcomes, learning motivation, engagement, was detected. Based on the results of this literature review, it seems that HMD-VR-based virtual reality learning environments are more supportive of learning motivation and engagement than more traditional desktop VR-based learning environments. Thank you for your interest.